Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Jake Rao, Vice President of Economic Development, and Colleen Gross, Director of Membership Services with the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Hello and welcome to this September 2022 edition of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership on Money Radio WPSE. This is one of our favorite episodes that we do every year because a great event that is hosted by the Chamber is coming up, and that, of course, is Erie Homecoming. And we have Jake Rao and Colleen Gross on the program today. We're going to start with Jake. And Jake, let's start at the very beginning. What is the history and intention of Erie Homecoming?
The history is kind of interesting. The first conceptual idea that we had was that there's a thing called Chicago Ideas Week. And at Chicago Ideas Week, the whole idea was to bring a lot of different thought leaders together, talking about different approaches to different things in their community, being done around the country, et cetera. And we thought that was a neat idea to bring the area, kind of like, how do we jumpstart, or how do we take to the next level the way the community looks at challenges and issues that it faces by looking at creative solutions being done around the country or being considered around the country. And then we had a former member who said, hey, I like your idea, but you ought to look at Detroit. Detroit does an annual homecoming event where they bring expats, people who grew up in the community or went to school there or work there, and brings them back to kind of share their stories of success and look for ways that they can make a difference in the Detroit market. And so we kind of combined those two and launched this back in 2015-16. And the first iterations of it, we put it through a kind of the concept of bringing back people who had risen to a level of prominence in their own business or in a major corporation to come back and tell their story, but they had a connection to Erie, right? They grew up here, went to school here, worked here. And then we did that for a few years. Then we took a year off, and then we came back, and it was 2019, and the opportunity zones were exploding. And Erie was at the forefront of that. So we relaunched Erie Homecoming into an event that was really about talking about Erie and sharing with expats, the people that would come back to learn about Erie, as well as internal residents, to kind of make sure that the left and right hands knew what was happening in Erie, what excitement was going on. And we've continued along that vein, trying to profile the new, exciting, dynamic things. They could be built things, they could be programmatic things, new organizations or institutions, really celebrating the success of our region, because while we swim in the waters every day at the Chamber and know all the exciting things happening in Erie, not everyone does. And when you see it and hear about it, it gives you a lot of energy to be confident of where the community is going into the future, because headlines sometimes can be negative and they can make you think that we're not progressing, but we are. And so that's really kind of the history. And the whole idea is that we want to continue to build this external network of people who love Erie, but life or work took them elsewhere, but they want to figure out a way that they can help and contribute to Erie's success. And they want to hear about Erie's success and brag about that to their friends and family outside the market. So that's the history of Erie Homecoming. As far as the intention of Erie Homecoming, we really want to zero in on both internal, you know, candidates or internal customers, the citizens who live here, the people who own businesses, the people who are elected into office, basically all community leaders, and for that matter, all citizens of the region, to look and say, what can I do to help support those items that are happening in our market in Erie, those exciting developments? How can I get involved? Could it be by writing a check to support them? Could it be by volunteering my time? Could it be by making a connection between someone that I think could help them move the needle further forward faster? And then for those who no longer live here, but live outside the market, it's the same thing. It's how can you help accelerate the speed at which the organizations and individuals doing things? How can you help use your network, use your existing employer, use any connection that you might have to help drive them forward faster towards success? And so the intention is to celebrate Erie. The intention is to connect Erie people that maybe were never connected before. It's to reconnect external players to the Erie market and have them see who we are today and where we're going. And ultimately, it's to make an impact on the Erie region. We don't need necessarily outside individuals or inside individuals to make a big capital investment, yet that's something we're interested in. We're not interested in having outside entities necessarily just have to think the only way they can help us is by setting up a satellite operation or a branch operation. But obviously, that would be awesome as well. It could be as simple as creating internship opportunities, hiring local graduates. It could be opening up your Rolodex and making a connection between a company you know well to an opportunity that you know fits that company. So it ultimately is about leveraging the Erie network, the one inside our community and outside, to help speed the initiatives that are going along and help open Erie up to new opportunities that we don't even know about today. So that's our intention. It's a few days that is wrought and full of positive energy. And for anyone who attends, they always come away with new connections, a deeper understanding of what's happening in the Erie market, and excitement and optimism for the future.
Having had the opportunity here at WPSC to cover the Erie Homecoming event, not only last year, but in years past, and I know there was the 2020 event that was done virtually, but being there in person and being around that energy, everything you just described, Jake, is right on point. So with last year's event being wildly successful, are there any past successes, even besides last year, that you would like to highlight?
Well, I think what's real exciting is two that just kind of really jump out that I always look at would be IHAC and the EDDC developments, which we went offsite. We'd always integrate a community tour as well, but we have people talk about those. In 2019, they actually talked about IHAC and what they were looking to do with the former Verizon data center. And then in, I think it was 2019 as well, they went and saw it. And in 2021, we were able to show them this is what they talked about doing and this is what they've done, and showed people the inside of what they have taken an asset that was already in Erie and repurposed it in an incredibly value-added way for the region, for Gannon, for the downtown. Super exciting to see that. So it was, look at what we're planning to do, and then showing them this is what we've done gives people that sense in a relatively short period of time of momentum and vision and planning and what it can mean to the community. And then you have EDDC. And the first time we toured that property, it was some of the sections were not tourable because, frankly, the building was in disrepair. And you fast forward and you see this vibrant, you know, food hall, and you see the luminary down there, and you see the market. You see the new building going up, being erected where the former McDonald's was. We were able to tour people through ECAT and see that project, and it's in, you know, hearing about it in previous years, but now actually seeing it and understanding the world-class capabilities that they have there and how they've done that. So those were real highlights, real excited. And, you know, we did have homecoming. It didn't let up even through the pandemic. We did do it virtually, which you lose a lot of the luster of what you really want to have. Still great stories. In 21, we did the hybrid version. And this year, we're really pushing to do it 100% in person so that folks can get the full flavor of what it is. And, you know, the other highlights that we've had over the years have just been watching these connections that you wouldn't expect to see, you know, having individuals that are starting up companies talking at a reception with established business people. And the only reason that they're talking is because of a presentation that that visionary business that's getting underway talked about where they're going and what they're doing. And that person in the audience who has some means and is well established decides to go over and saying, hey, you know, I have a real interest in what you're doing. And those kinds of connections you can't script. You really hope that people get the spirit of Erie Homecoming, but what they do is they build connections and people come and connect to it. One last highlight would be is IRG, International Recycling Group, which came in 2019 and has plans to build a $200 million facility here in Erie now. And I can tell you that they came here predominantly because they heard that we were doing stuff in opportunity zones and they wanted to see, you know, make connections there and potentially get some folks interested in investing in them. And they didn't realize that we have one of the best universities in the country focused on plastics. And that has led to IRG's making a commitment to be here near it, led to a connection with Erie Insurance and to Plastex. So those are the types of things that we hope to get out of Erie Homecoming. Those are some big ones, but the small ones matter just as much.
And now we're going to bring Colleen Gross on to the program. Colleen, thanks once again for being with us on another episode of Business Spotlight. Let's discuss this year's theme for Erie Homecoming 2022.
Yeah, of course. Jake touched on it a little bit, but we're really, really honing in on the right here, right now concept and really leveraging Erie's assets. So we have a very robust program over the 2 days. We've condensed it just a little bit from a timing perspective, but we couldn't be more pleased with how the programming is shaping up, the participants that we have, the segments. There's panel presentations, there's going to be fireside chats, we have some videos to throw in the mix. It's going to be super dynamic. You know, Jake, we talked a little bit about the 2019 event and then going through the pandemic, but I really feel like, and I know our team, I'm speaking for the team here, Homecoming's really picking up the momentum again. So we're happy with the planning stages. Some highlights without going into great detail, because we like the surprise factor too. We really want to get people in the seats at the events to experience it firsthand. We have one of our keynote speakers on day one is Josh Knopf. He is an expat of Erie. He's with the Boston Consulting Group, and he plans on telling the story of why and how he reconnected with his hometown. And he'll plan on sharing his 4 simple statements on a more fulfilling life. Excited to have Josh. We have Pete Zafras also. He's going to be doing a fireside chat. He's just going to tell his story on why he chooses to and continue to invest in Erie and the projects that he has now, projects that he has going on in the future. That's also going to be an exciting segment. We're going to have a segment on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workforce. Also, you know, a very important topic in the ways we can diversify our workforce here locally and beyond. And then one of our big ones, we're excited to announce to kind of wrap up day one, is our Women in Leadership fireside chat with Cynthia Hondorfian, who is the president and CEO of Allegheny Health Network, along with Neely Bendapudi. She is the new president at Penn State University. They're going to be talking about, again, women in leadership and what that means to them and why they believe in Erie and what they see, you know, for our future. Also, something we're excited to bring back that we had at the event in 2019, it's our quality of life kaleidoscope. So if you can kind of envision, you know, that large stage in front of the room, and then throughout the audience, we're going to have smaller stages. And we're going to have, when you think quality of life, you know, what are some of the interesting and unique things we have going on in Erie that make things, you know, make Erie special? So the Children's Museum is an example. We'll have Ainsley Brozig from the Children's Museum on one of the small stages. She'll get 2 minutes to talk about the museum, projects they have going on, and things that they're excited about. So then we'll bounce to another stage. That person will get 2 minutes, and back and forth. So the plan is to have 12 on deck for the quality of life kaleidoscope. That's going to be, I think, very, very exciting. We're excited to have that back. And then to wrap up day two, we're also excited to share that Mr. Tom Hagen is going to share a little bit with the audience on turning passion into legacy. and why he continues to believe wholeheartedly in our community and, you know, the rich history of everything and all that he has done and continues to do to help move Erie forward. So that's kind of in a nutshell glimpse of our program, but there's a lot more to it. You know, we have to go a lot of content through 2 days, but it's shaping up to look fantastic.
And as you indicated, Colleen, there are always going to be surprises that you won't divulge before the event, which is a great incentive for people to attend Erie Homecoming this year.
Yeah, I didn't even mention we're going to have some live art going on. A local tattoo artist is going to be doing live art on day one. We're going to have some local Erie musicians supplying their own tunes throughout the event. We're excited about that, and then having a big reception at the end of day one. So it's going to have an exciting vibe. I can't say that enough. It's going to be, I think, you know, like Jake said, being back fully in person and not having that hybrid option, I think it's just going to give us a breath of fresh air that we need.
Indeed, it sounds like it's going to be a spectacular event. We'll go back to Jake with this question. Jake, who should attend Erie Homecoming?
We want anyone who's interested in learning more about what is really happening in the Erie market, anyone who's interested in hearing a deeper dive about things that maybe they've seen going on or that have an interest in things that they've heard about. Bottom line is that we're looking for business leaders. We're looking for their young employees, their young professionals to participate, to give them optimism and excitement about the future of Erie. We're interested in retirees. We're interested in anyone who's out there living in this market, as well as those who've moved away and maybe are thinking about coming back to the Erie market, or who are just curious and want to know more about what is happening in Erie, what's going on. Not only will they learn a lot from the people presenting there and have the opportunity to chat with them, but they'll also have the opportunity to interact with a wide array of community leaders, elected officials, and business leaders that will all be attending. So it is a very powerful networking opportunity for anyone, but it's definitely a learning opportunity as well, because there's only so much you can cover in the print media or even on the electronic media. You don't get kind of a longer form to talk about what you're doing and why you're doing it. This gives people a chance to experience that and learn a great deal. So the net is wide open for attendees, and we encourage any and all to take a look at it and give full consideration to signing up and attending, because we know that with Colleen's leadership and event execution, with the team putting together a very strong program, people will find it very rewarding. And the other thing that Colleen mentioned is that we continue to kind of not tinker, but quality improve the event. We found that 30-minute sessions is a great way to deliver a lot of information, but not overload. And in the past, sessions were an hour long. And some of them, not all of them, but some of them, I think what we found was they could have condensed it to 30 and it would have kept everyone's attention and their energy high. So we've gone to 30-minute sessions, except for the CEO of AHN and the CEO of Penn State, because they're so important. So that's who should attend. And, you know, I think the vast majority of the audience listening loves Erie and, you know, wants to hear about the good things happening here. And so all of your audience, frankly, is a perfect target for us to have attend Erie Homecoming.
And Colleen, we'll go back to you to first get the logistical information when and where Erie Homecoming will be held this year, and also to get your thoughts on what it is that you like best about the event.
Yeah, so Erie Homecoming 2022 is happening again over 2 days, October 20th, which is a Thursday, and the day following, Friday the 21st. We'll be at the Bayfront Convention Center. Basically, it's all day, for lack of a better, giving a full-on time frame for both days. What do I like best about Erie Homecoming? I would say two things. I love the energy. When you're at the event, It's an energy like no other. It's, you know, like Jake said, I think most of the people, A, who are listening now, or B, the people who would attend this event, they love Erie. They know and appreciate Erie. And I also think my other favorite part of it is there's so many teachable moments, whether it be having that aha moment, like, oh, I didn't know about, you know, this project that was going on until I attended Erie Homecoming, or, oh, this is a way that I could potentially help my community and invest in this opportunity, or just learning ways to be involved, or just knowledge, you know, like I say, teachable moments. It's good to be well-versed on the community that you live in. But I think those are my top things. And it's, you know, from a planning perspective, at the end of the day, when the event wraps, it's very satisfying to be proud of such a large scale, important event in Erie.
Colleen, another two-part question for you. First off, is there a cost to attend Erie Homecoming? Secondly, is there anything about the event that we haven't had the opportunity to discuss that you'd like to share with the audience?
I think we covered a lot of the vast majority of things that are going to be happening. And I, you know, we can't stress enough the things that people will learn, the takeaways from Erie Homecoming and the connections that can be made. I mean, there's very robust networking opportunities. We'll have a reception at the end of day one. It's going to be 2 hours. And just in that 2-hour time frame alone, people are able to relax, unwind, have some fun, but still have those continued conversations beyond, you know, what was happening earlier on in the day. To answer, is there a cost to Erie Homecoming? Of course. We're going to have a chamber member and non-member pricing this year. People can start registering now. Everything is found on our website, which is eriepa.com. We have a very full calendar of events on there. You could also just Google search Erie Homecoming 2022, and you'll find the event page there. Lots of information. It can all be found there online.
I think that maybe a couple of things that haven't been touched on is we switched up the programming, as we talked about, you know, going from hour to half hour segments. But another thing we did is we put the community tours at the front end in the morning of the Thursday, the 20th. And running concurrent with that, another option is a Young Erie Professionals leadership session. So each of those will be about 2 hours long before the formal programming starts in the afternoon on Thursday. And then we'll wrap up early afternoon on Friday. So basically, the homecoming event will, you know, kind of fall between, say, noon and one, noon on Thursday to one on Friday. And I think doing it that way, we found, is going to be very beneficial, because when we did the tours midstream, we did lose some people that basically said, I don't need to go on that tour. And then, you know, we lose them. So this way we keep everyone together. And Colleen is 100% right. The evening reception on Thursday is always just a significant hit, because you have so many different community-wide leaders, business leaders, and citizens integrating with one another, sharing ideas, talking, deepening their understanding of Erie. So those are very exciting.
Jake, one of the things we've been hearing is that the need for an Erie Homecoming event has never been greater. Why is that statement true, and how did it all come about?
Well, you know, we really want Erie Homecoming to become the most impactful event in Erie. And impactful, what we mean by that is we're not raising money for a nonprofit or for a cause. What we're doing is we're deepening everyone's understanding and awareness and connection to the individuals who are making things happen here, the visions and the plans and the projects and the organizations involved in making Erie. And that's vitally important, because one of the things that we know, and we experience this less and less, but it's still out there, and that is that even though we think we know everyone in Erie and there's 2.5 degrees of separation in Erie, what we do know for a fact is that there are people and assets and passions and resources that aren't getting connected to one another solely because they're not aware of each other. So that is critically important, and we have to maximize that in order to realize the full vision of what people want to do in this market. The second is that we have to celebrate ourselves. In order for any entity to be successful, it has to celebrate itself. It has to know and be proud of what's happening within it. And over time, we're continuing to grow that footprint of decision makers at the state and the federal level that we invite to attend this event as the can't miss event of the year. If you want to connect into Erie, what's happening in Erie, meet the community leaders and hear about the exciting plans and vision that they have for the community. And so in a ever more competitive landscape, communities that do a good job of sharing their story and building their tribe of people who are going out and singing its praises and making connections for it, they're going to do better. And that's why we need it, because the world remains an incredibly competitive place. The challenges are no less today than they were. If anything, they're more today. And so we have to be a unified team in order to be successful. And this is a very powerful way to bring us all together and remind ourselves we're on the same team. We have great plans and visions. Let's work together to make them realized at the highest possible threshold.
Jake, what is the long-term vision for Erie Homecoming? How can it continue to get bigger and better?
Again, this is a little bit of my own selfish vision, but ideally it becomes a significant networking event, not just for the Erie region, but for our expats from around the country who not only make good connections to help Erie, but they make good connections to help themselves in their professional endeavors, wherever they may be. And as that begins to happen at a higher and higher level and at scale, Erie will benefit. If we can become that threshold where folks say, you got to go to this event in Erie, you'd be amazed at the connections you can make. You'd be amazed at the assets this community has, that it's a community on the rise. And this is an opportunity for you to learn about it and get in at an early stage. That's our vision. And our vision is that we collectively work to drive the right audience to this event to help all of our colleagues and partners who have great visions and projects get connected to resources and get connected to individuals and organizations that can help them achieve their visions faster. Because at the end of the day, most economic development tools are really designed about speeding something to the finish line. Ultimately the individual drives it, but if we can speed things and realize them faster than we would by doing it ourselves and all alone using our limited network, if we can do that, then the community is going to benefit. The citizens are going to benefit, businesses are going to benefit, and the overall quality of life in the region benefits.
Colleen and Jake, both of you were terrific as always here on this month's edition of Business Spotlight as we previewed and discussed all the aspects of Erie Homecoming, which really has become one of the signature events in Erie every year. And Colleen, will close the show with you. How can someone register for the event once again and learn more about it? Where is the best place to go? Let's rehash that for the listeners one more time.
They can visit eriepa.com and they'll find a little link to our calendar of events at the top of our page and just search Erie Homecoming. All the information they need to know is right there.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.